All it takes is a rake.
Gardening
and a hoe
on the next Folk Blast, Sunday at 4.
WJFF Jeffersonville, W233AH Monticello. On air at 90.5 FM. Streaming online at WJFFradio.org. We are Radio Catskill.
Today, we learn something about Cockney rhyming slang. Yes, really. First off, thank you so much for supporting Radio Catskill in our fun drive. We appreciate every single cent. And if you haven't made a donation so far, please head over to wjffradio.org and take care of it. Thank you. Well, St. George's Day is fast approaching. It's on Tuesday the 23rd. But who, I hear you wondering, is St. George? Well, St. Patrick is the patron saint of Ireland, as we all know. And St. George is the patron saint of England. We'll hear about him and some suitable songs a little later. We'll also be hearing the cuckoo, an iconic English bird, and the Cockney rhyming slang with a connection to donkeys. We have some unexpectedly varied new music from a fine singer-songwriter, but first, well, we always open with a seasonal song. This is She'll Go Out Walking in the Rain from Ben Calvert. It's a sort of a psychedelic folk song written in the childlike pens of Syd Barrett and the Incredible String Band, or something like that.
Oh, if you ever find you're stuck inside again, just think about the girl who walks out in the rain. She likes to comb her hair and then she walks downstairs. She'll go out walking in the rain. She likes to tie her hair so she don't fall downstairs. She'll go out walking in the rain. And if you ever feel like life's returned to sane, just think of all the cartoon people in your brain. She likes to comb her hair and then she walks downstairs. She'll go out walking in the rain. She likes to tie her hair so she don't fall downstairs. She'll go out walking in the rain. And when she does, she knows her life is waterproof. Upon her hood the rain knocks just like on a roof. And when she's back inside, she loves to be outside. She's been out walking in the rain. And when she's dry again, and when she's feeling strange, she'll go out walking once again. She's been out walking in the rain. She's been out walking in the rain. She's been out walking in the rain.
The second release in Ben Calvert's Weather Trilogy, that was She'll Go Out Walking in the Rain, celebrating being outdoors in spring. even if we do get caught in an April shower. An iconic British bird that arrives in its northern migration in spring and heads south again after breeding. In England, that unique call is always associated with the start of spring, and years ago the Times of London used to publish letters from readers claiming to have heard the first cuckoo in spring. That recording of the unique Song of the Cuckoo with Harp, both by Nick Penny. The album is called Calling Up the Dawn. Now, there are many songs about the cuckoo and many dance tunes, English and Irish, that's named for the cuckoo. Let's hear a couple of songs first. Bonnie Cuckoo from Shirley and Dolly Collins, and then the cuckoo from Bitey Booker.
spreads wide her wings. The winter she dislikes. She shuns the rain and snow. With her I would be singing. Off with her I would go.
Cuckoo is a pretty bird, she sings as she flies, she brings us good tidings, she tells us no lies. Well, not really. The fact is that there are two lies in those four short lines. Firstly, the female cuckoo hardly sings at all, it's the male who does all the work and brings us that amazing call. Secondly, he sings while perched on a high branch and not while flying. Actually, you could even say there were three lies in those four lines. The female cuckoo lays her eggs in the nests of other birds, kind of like a cowbird. And then when the young cuckoo hatches, it pushes the other eggs and chicks over the side of the nest. Not exactly good tidings for those turfed overboard. Anyway, first we heard Bonnie Cuckoo from Shirley and Dolly Collins. The album is Anthems in Eden. And then we heard The Cuckoo from Bitey Booker, a single just out. Now, let's hear a song about a donkey. What? The donkey was called Jerusalem Cuckoo. Ah, right, OK.
I am a donkey driver, I'm the best that's in the line. There's no other donkey that can compete with mine. I've travelled over England and other countries too. No donkey in the line can beat Jerusalem Cuckoo. Shout, boys, hurrah, my troubles, they are few. No donkey in the line can beat Jerusalem Cuckoo. My donkey is a beauty, his colour rather pale. His ears are long and graceful with a beautiful curly tail. And he've only got to whistle and he knows what to do. A stunning ear for music as Jerusalem Cuckoo. Shout, boys, hurrah, my troubles, they are few. A stunning ear for music as Jerusalem Cuckoo. Across the Brighton sand, a lady she got on his back as they passed a German band. But donkey he got frightened, the lady off he threw. While out above the band was heard the voice of my cuckoo. Shout, boys, hurrah, my troubles they are few. While out above the band was heard the voice of my cuckoo. Thought my donkey smart enough to run in any race. I took him to the derby and backed him for a place. The signal it was given and off the horses flew. First horse at the latter end was Jerusalem Cuckoo. Shout, boys, hurrah, my troubles they are few. First horse at the latter end was Jerusalem Cuckoo. I am contented, not a crossword do I say. I always gets a bit of meat and my donkey gets the bray. And if he kicks the bucket, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll lay me down and die beside Jerusalem Cuckoo. Yes, I'll lay me down and die beside Jerusalem Cuckoo. shout, boys, around my troubles, they are few. I'll lay me down and die beside Jerusalem cuckoo.
That was Jerusalem Cuckoo from David Gibbon. Ellie Lucas, the album is Old Chairs to Mend. So, Cockney rhyming slang. Now, this is where a word or phrase stands in for a word with which it rhymes. It's a Cockney thing from East London. Apples and pears for stairs is a popular one. Butcher's hook for look. So people say, let's have a butcher's, when they mean, let's have a look. So, we're getting there. Moke is an old word for a donkey. In rhyming slang, a moke is a Jerusalem artichoke. Moke, artichoke, rhymes. So, shortened, the donkey is Jerusalem. I don't know, it's baffling, isn't it? I don't know about the cuckoo bit. And don't say this is not an educational show. Won't be long before we're getting a grant from the Carnegie Foundation. Right then, cuckoos, donkeys, that's enough of that. Coming up next after the break here on the Waggler & Monkeys with me, Graham Rice, here on Radio Catskill, we'll be hearing all about St. George of England. County Cork, along the south coast of Ireland, is a hotbed of traditional folk music, and I'm just back from a short visit. So next time on the Waggler & Monkeys here on Radio Catskill with me, Graham Rice, I'll bring you music inspired by my visit, whether it's inspired by the rolling green landscape, the rugged seashores, or, of course, the music sessions. Join me, please, for music inspired by Ireland's County Cork on Sunday afternoon at 3. Basically made up. He didn't become settled as the patron saint of England until the 1300s, 1,000 years after he died. The flag of St. George, with its bold red cross on a white background, is the emblem of England in general, but English soccer supporters in particular, and at times political parties of the far, far right have tried to adopt the flag of St. George for their own political purposes, but generally without success. The story about him slaying a ferocious Libyan dragon and doesn't seem to have appeared until about the 1100s. So, music. Let's first hear a modern song about St. George written by John Kirkpatrick and sung here by Waterston Carthy and the Devil's Interval. And it's called, simply, St. George.
The song of St. George be your battle cry,
and on my breast a red, red rose, the flower of all England wherever she grows.
For I am St. George and a champion bold, I fought with a dragon and a lady now cold, fought with a dragon and a brought him to slaughter, and by those means won the king of Egypt's daughter.
On my breast a red, red rose, the flower of all England.
seven times, but it did me no ill. And God being willing, I'll fight against you.
Call on my breast a red, red rose, the flower of old England wherever she grows.
I'll strike out a seven seas into five score, the like it was ne'er seen in England before. But he gave me a challenge no one it denies. See how high he flew, see how low he lies.
And on my breast a red, red rose, the flower of old England wherever she goes.
Now up goes St. George, so fair and so fine, a star on his breast that like silver does shine. He kindles the hearts of all women and men. May the victory be ours and the final amen.
And on my breast the red, red rose, the flower of old England, however she grows.
I'll watch over your horses, your house and your land, and if you have none, still your friend I will stand. I'll strengthen your courage for all you hold dear, to vanquish all doubt and banish all fear. Sounds like a splendid fellow, St. George, doesn't he? But, well, there aren't actually all that many songs about St. George. There we heard Waterston Carthy and the Devil's Interval with St. George from the album Holy Heathens and the Old Green Man. Brits tended to use more pagan imagery. John Barleycorn, for example, a potent season-by-season emblem of English life. Let's hear The Imagined Village featuring Martin Carthy and Eliza Carthy with a version of the original, traditional John Barleycorn. And then we'll hear them again with Billy Bragg and his updated version called English Half English.
Than that, he bound him to around the fields, they came into a barn. And there they made a solemn oath of little Jambalicorn. They hired men with a crab tree sticks, they cut him skin to bone. But the miller, he served him worse than that, he ground him between two stones. And little Sir John in the nut brown bow, the stronger man at last. For the huntsman, he can hunt the fox, now loudly blow his horn. And the tinker, he cannot mend his pots without Jambalicorn. Without Jambalicorn.
As a fine example of your Essex man, I'm well familiar with the Hindustan, cos my neighbours are half English and I'm half English too. My breakfast was half English and so am I. I had a plate of Marmite soldiers washed down with a cappuccino. And I have a veggie curry about once a week. The next day I fry it up as bubble and squeak, cos my appetite's half English and I'm half English too. At home. And St. George was born in the Lebanon. How he got here, I don't know. And those three lions on your shirt, they never sprung from England's dirt. Them lions are half English, and I'm half English too.
That was The Imagined Village, featuring Paul Weller, first with the modern treatment of John Barleycorn, though retaining the original words, and then with English Half English, Billy Bragg's update. Now, we also have a song lamenting the sad state into which England has fallen. This is A Place Called England from Maggie Holland.
I rode out on a bright May morning like a hero in a song, looking for a place called England, trying to find where I come from. Couldn't find the old flat meadow or the house that I once knew. No trace of the little river or the garden where I grew. I saw town and I saw country, motorway and sink estate, rich man in his rolling acres, poor man still outside the gate, retail park and Burger Kingdom, prairie field and factory farm, run by men who think that England's only a place to park their car. But as the train pulled from the station through the wasteland of despair, from the corner of my eye, a brightness filled the filthy air. Someone's grown a patch of sunflowers, though the soil is sooty black. Marigolds and a few tomatoes right beside the railway track. Down behind the terraced houses, in between the concrete towers, compost heaps and scarlet runners, secret gardens full of flowers. Meter grows the scent of roses right beneath the big jet's path. Bit of fortune for her garden, Eileen turns away and laughs. So rise up, George, and wake up, Arthur. Time to rouse out from your sleep. Deck the horse in the sea-green ribbons. Drag the old sword from the deep. Hold the line for Dave and Daniel as they tunnel through the clay. While the oak in all its glory soaks up sun for one more day. Come all you at home with freedom, whatever the land that gave you birth, there's room for you, both root and branch, as long as you love the English earth. Room for vole and room for orchid, room for all to grow and thrive, just less room for the fat landowner on his ass in his four-wheel drive. It is not flag or empire, it is not money, it is not blood. It's limestone gorge and granite fell, it's weald and clay and seven mud. It's blackbirds singing from the may tree, lark ascending through the scales, robin watching from your spade and English earth beneath your nails. For a place called England, badly used but not quite dead, a Mr. Harding sort of England hanging in there by a thread. Here's two cheers for the crazy diggers, now their hour shall come around. We can plant the seed they saved us, commonwealth and common ground.
I rode out on a bright May morning like a hero in a song, looking for a place called England, trying to find where I belong. Couldn't find the old flood meadow or the house that I once knew, no trace of the little river or the garden where I grew. A Place Called England from Maggie Holland, the album is called Bones, and next really the other song called John Barleycorn from Dave and Tony Arthur. This is Hey John Barleycorn.
John Barleycorn is a hero, bold as any in the land. For ages good his fame has stood and shall forever stand. Hey John Barleycorn, ho John Barleycorn, old and young thy praises song, John Barleycorn. To see him in his pride of growth, his robes are rich and green. His head is spear'd with goodly beard, fit nigh to serve the queen. Hey, John Barleycorn, ho, John Barleycorn, old and young thy praises song, John Barleycorn. And when the reaping time comes round and John is stricken down, he'll use his blood for England's good and Englishman's renown. Hey, John Barleycorn, ho, John Barleycorn, old and young thy praises song, John Barleycorn. The lord in courtly castle and the squire in stately hall. The great of name, of birth and fame, on John Forsaker call. Hey, John Barleycorn, ho, John Barleycorn, old and young, thy praises sung, John Barleycorn. He bids the troubled hearts rejoice, gives warmth to nature's cold, makes weak men strong and old ones young, and all men brave and bold. Hey, John Barleycorn, ho, John Barleycorn, old and young, thy praises sung, John Barleycorn. Give me my native nuts, brown ale, all other drinks I scorn. For English cheer is English beer, our own John Barleycorn. Hey, John Barleycorn, ho, John Barleycorn, old and young, thy praises sung, John Barleycorn.
Hey, John Barleycorn, with a chorus made for singing from Dave and Tony Arthur. The album is called The Lark in the Morning. Now, finally in the set, back to St. George, let's hear Richard Thompson, The New St. George. Fish and fowl are ailing, the farmer's life is failing. Where are all the backroom boys? The backroom boys can't save us now. We're poisoned by the greedy who plunder on the needy. Leave the factory, leave the forge, and dance to the new St. George. Rounding off our choice of music about St. George and English patriotism, the remarkably prescient New St. George from Richard Thompson, the album from back in 1972, is Henry the Human Fly. After the break, here on the Wagon Load of Monkeys with me, Graham Rice, here on Radio Catskill, this week's recent releases.
Hi, this is Angela Page. I have a show, Folk Plus, and it's coming up at 4. I hope you'll stay tuned to it. If you're enjoying Graham's show, I think you might enjoy mine. Graham puts a lot of thought and research and love of folk music into his hour, and I like to think I do the same. I hope you'll join me coming up at 4 for Folk Plus.
Noble Page is best known as the frontman for an Americana band, Noble Jacks, but his first solo album is just out, and it's impressive. So we'll hear two rather different tracks. First, a collaboration with Show of Hands singer and songwriter Steve Knightley. It's called The Rise. And then we'll hear him giving it some welly, as the more uncouth members of British society would say, with Strip Jig Part 2.
Flying high, there's pride in our hearts. Foolishly, we drive ourselves apart. Our individualities make the world shine bright. Now they're used as weapons in a never-ending fight. Borders now dividing, fighting wars. Will you shed a tear for the young ones that are lost? Through the wilderness of these ever-growing walls, will we conquer no matter what the cost? Hold on, we can stand together. Stand together. If we hold on, we can find a way. We celebrate our heroes, the winner takes it all. The crowds, they will cheer through the rise and the fall. The promise of world peace, we stand and hold our breath, watching the destruction as we talk ourselves to death. Hold on, we can stand together. Hold on, we can find a way. If we hold on, we can stand together. If we hold on, we can find a way.
giving it some welly. That's Will Page, outstanding, first with The Rise and then with Strip Jig Part 2. The album is still standing. Let's see if we can squeeze in one more track next time.
Earlier in the show, we heard a defiantly contemporary treatment of the old folk song The Cuckoo from Bitey Booker. Now, here's another just out from the Duets album from upright bass player Ben Nichols, this time working with Nadine Shah, The Cuckoo.
The cuckoo is a pretty bird. She sings as she flies. She brings us good tidings. She tells us no lies. She sucks the sweet flower to keep her voice clear, and whenever she sings cuckoo, the summer draws near. The meadow that sings in every tree, she never builds a nest as a vagrant she does roam. Her music is but tearful. Pretty bird arriving with the spring, when summer suns are leaving, she spreads a wanton wing. She leaves when winter's coming. She
new music, like that, The Cuckoo from Ben Nichols with Nadine Shah on vocals. The album is Duet.
Finally, The Maverick Band. And The Maverick Band is a virtual reality band. Launched in June 2023 by singer-songwriter John Crystal, he invites guest musicians and singers to help him create and produce the songs he's written. 11 so far. This is the latest. It's called My Friend for Life.
When I was a kid, we moved around. Just as I settled down, made new friends. We would always move, I'd have to start again.
but things stabilized by the age of 10. Around that time, I made a friend. We had a bond, it would never end. We played around at summer nights, had so much fun. We could conquer anything, we're the only one. Amazing friend,
that's your best friend,
the one I'll always defend. My friend for life,
you'll always be
my friend for life. Acquaintances, they come and go like ships passing in the night, but the one who helps you when you're feeling down, that's your best friend, he won't let you down. My amazing friend,
that's your best friend,
the one I'll always defend. My friend for life,
you'll always be
my friend for life. We celebrate what we've achieved. We know each other like the back of our sleeves. Our friendship makes us feel alive. Our bond is like no other. You're just like my brother. You're just like my brother. You're like no one else at all. Our lives are woven like a strand on a scarf, stitch by stitch and piece by piece, yeah, yeah, like my brother.
My amazing friend,
the one I'll always defend. My friend for life,
you'll always be
my friend for life. My amazing friend,
that's your best friend,
I'll always defend. My friend for life,
you'll always be
my friend for life.
You'll always be my friend for life. You'll always be my friend for life. You'll always be my friend for life. You'll always be my friend for life.
The Maverick Band with their latest single, My Friend for Life, a little poppy but interesting story. We're playing up with the earthy cuckoo melodeon sound of Owen Woods with Cuckoo's Nest. Time is again chasing us out of the studio, waving a big stick, so we can make way for Angie. Thanks for joining me today. You can check what we've heard today at wagonload.org and even listen again from tomorrow morning. Next time, I'll bring you something derived from my upcoming short break in Ireland in West Cork. Not quite sure yet what that's going to turn out to be. Don't forget to wave the flag of St. George on the 23rd to celebrate Englishness. Well, just a minute, celebrate Englishness. This is an American station, so perhaps not. Anyway, please support Radio Catskill in its spring pledge drive. Thank you. That's it. Drive like a you-know-what, and please stay tuned for Folk Plus. Bye now.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from Farm Arts Collective, located on Willow Wisp Organic Farm in Damascus, Pennsylvania. Farm Arts Collective's programs intersect the practices of farming, performance, food, and ecology. FarmArtsCollective.org. From the Community Foundation of Orange and Sullivan, a publicly supported philanthropic institution. CFOSNY.org. And from listeners like you, who donate at WJFFradio.org.
In the before times, there were blogs. No algorithms, no social media feeds, just people writing about hype artists and music that they loved. So throw some Four Locos on ice, dust off your old iPod, first generation, of course, and join me as we explore the primitive era of Bloghouse this Sunday at 11, only on Radio Catskill. Listen local.
WJFF Jeffersonville, W233AH Monticello.
Radio Catskill.
On air, online, on your smartphone, and on your smart speaker.
Public radio for the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania. We are Radio Catskill, keeping you connected.